out a few times already in many different contexts that the thing that we have to hold on to, and I'm holding on to it for dear life, is the Al HaNisim. Every line in the Al HaNisim is a window into what's going on Hanukkah. And the truth is, every year I think that we're going to get stuck and we're not going to be able to find a new frontier, a new way of looking at things. And Baruch Hashem, because there's so much to do over here, so every line, every single line, and I want to start with a basic line that you might not think is such a big deal, but I like to, Be'ezus Hashem, show how it's a very big deal. We find in the Al HaNisim that the tachlis of Yavan was not only to undermine the mitzvahs, but lahashkicham Torah Secha, to cause us to forget the Torah. So, the question that I would like to ask is, why don't we use the term, let's say, bittul Torah Secha, oiker Torah Secha? What's this idea of forgetting Torah? It's a very interesting thing. If you want, you know, what's your agenda? Your agenda is that they should forget it in particular, or it's to uproot the Torah. Yet we find that the goal of Yavan was lahashkicham Torah Secha. And in fact, the Rebar Yakar in his parish on Al HaNisim and the Abu Dram both bring psukim by lahashkicham Torah Secha. They bring a pasuk in Yirmiya, lahashkiach es ami shmi, my nation forgot me. There's a deep idea here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Navi of Yirmiya, when it's going on lahashkicham Torah Secha, says the Abu Dram, the nation forgot me. And he brings another pasuk, the Rebar Yakar. Shachach ami shmi, pentishkach es advarim asher roe enecha. He brings the pasuk in Dvarim, lest we forget what happened in Har Sinai. So I have a rule. Whenever Hashem uses words, they're important. They're very, very deep. And we can't just say, oh yeah, to forget the Torah, because the Yevanim don't want us to have the Torah. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Dvarim says, lest you forget the Torah. Pen tishkach es Torah Secha. And even more, in the final Navi Malachi, when we bid farewell to Nevuah, the Nehelig Navi Malachi in the last Psukim, you guys probably know, Hine Anochi Sholeach Lechem es Eliyahu Anavi, right? Veheshiv Levavos Albanim, beautiful songs, all of our Yedias of Navi. Unfortunately, it comes from songs. But there's a pasuk before, which I don't know if it became a song yet. You'll tell me. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The final message of the Navi Malachi. When we bid farewell to the process of Nevuah, which is a very scary thing. It's a farewell, basically, to getting that telephone call from Borei Olam, B'chvod HaAtzmo, to getting messages from Hashem. And the final message of Malachi is, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember. So there's a sugya over here, which is fascinating. There's remembering and forgetting. So everything gets lost in translation, but we have to define what the Torah's definition is of remembering things and forgetting things. We think of memory as just ideas. Either I have something in my head or I don't. It's not true. In fact, many things that you don't remember, you have in your head. That's right. You have everything in your head, even the things that you don't remember. Remembering is a different metzias. When Rav Gifter Zatzal was sick and he was a shivron luchas, he forgot his learning. The doctor told him, he said, you should know all of your learning is still in your head. You just can't access it. And it gave him a lot of chizuk, just to know that he's still a sefer Torah. He was a shivron luchas, but he was holding all of that information. But that's not remembering something. Remembering something is when something is at the forefront of your mind. Just because something's in your head, they once did a study. They were chopping up, this is how they find things out about the brain when they make mistakes. Whoops, you know, you cut here, cut left, cut right. Weird things happen. Once they were cutting this way, all of a sudden this man, an old man, starts singing an Italian opera. What's going on over here? The guy doesn't know Italian. They were Mavarer, and it turns out when he was a kid, he went to an opera once. And they somehow hit that, I don't know what part of the brain that triggered it. All of a sudden, he's an Italiano. Because it's in the brain, but that's not called zikaron. Zikaron, remembering things, are things that we live by, that we live with. And there are many things that we have that are not our reality. Those are the things we've forgotten. And I'll bring you a Meir Dekaraya from a very intense mitzvah that we have to remember something. Zachor es asher asalacha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. So what does it mean to remember? Lo yitishkach, the Pasuk says, don't forget. Says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Peites, this is the mitzvah. Shelo yitishkach v'lo yiteshlach techlash sin asay. Don't let your hate for Amalek get weaker. V'techser min hafashas im orech zman. Don't let time make it less real for you. Hate them a lot. Hate them to the extent that you want to kill them at every moment. The mitzvah of remembering Amalek is not when you ask a little kid, what do you have to do to Amalek? Shoot them. No. That's called forgetting, if you know that. If somebody quizzes you and you happen to take from the annals of your mind something that you know and you just spit it out, that's not called remembering. Remembering is being ready for war. Where are those Amalekim? Living with that. Loi tishkach means I'm blibing with this in my metzias. And that's why there's a mitzvah to remember Amalek, to make sure that that emotional feeling of awareness, of looking for Amalek, always stays with us. There's a hergesh, there's a feeling that stays with a person, and that is called their zikaron. In fact, the Orcha Sadikim says that this works in our favor. This idea of forgetting. When we lose somebody, we have tragedies in our, lo aleinu, people have sad things that happen in their life. How do they get over it? Ask the Orcha Sadikim in Shar Shichacha, right? Easy place to look. The gate of forgetting. He says, don't be so sad about forgetting all the time. It has certain milas to it. There are certain emotional realities that if we would live with them, if we would really remember them, we wouldn't be able to survive. We'd be depressed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha lets us forget certain realities. Does it mean that you forget the yard site of that person? Chas v'shalom. Does it mean you think the person's alive, you go there for a Shabbos meal, forgot, he's dead. Chas v'shalom. It means that the reality of the thing has faded away by me. It's not real. I've forgotten it. That's the definition of remembering, is living with that emotional reality, knowing that it's there, and forgetting is that it's not real by the person. And it's true by everything. It's true by memory. We'll talk a little bit about memory now. This is a fascinating type of thing we're doing. You'll see how it will come together, Besos Hashem. Memory works this way too. If you don't care about the subject matter that you're learning, you will not remember it. It doesn't matter who you are. Kibalti Mirabosai is a mashal for this. An Eloi, if you take a full-blown Eloi, okay? An Eloi is not someone necessarily with a photographic memory. A photographic memory is a separate chalois. I don't want to talk about it right now. Oshikein, Oshalo on this point. But you take an Eloi and you give him a phone book and you ask him to memorize it. An Eloi told me this, okay? I got this from an Eloi. You can't do it. Why? Because there's no relationship with the material. Even though the person has the ability, he's a sponge. But without a relationship of any sort with that thing, it will just go in one ear, out the other. There are no kalim for such a thing. Rav Baruch Ber Zatzal, when they forced them to learn Russian, they were forcing Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber was from the greatest minds Klal Yisrael ever had. He was reading this Russian, he goes, Baruch Hashem, it's not going in! By Rav Baruch Ber, to just get these types of, no shaychus, there was no gisha. The more a person has an attachment to something, the more they'll remember it. Why is it that we have to do chazar on our learning? What, we remember a lot of things. We remember the time where we once tried to microwave something that was metal. You ever try to do that? It only happened once. Why? How come you didn't do it again? You didn't do chazar on that. I didn't see anybody do chazar on that. Right? 5 years ago, you said something really stupid when your Rebbe was standing behind you. And if I asked you to remember, oh, I remember. You didn't do chazar on that. What's pshat? How do you have such a good memory? You ate two boxes of donuts. And you didn't do that again. All the bevas achas. Some of you are saying, no, it's a good chill. No, you tried it, it wasn't a good idea. Why didn't you, how do you remember that that was a bad idea? That happened 5 years ago. Because pshat is, there was an emotional reality that allowed you to remember that thing. All forms of memory come from an attachment. When a person learns, the truth is, there are certain mesechtas that I learn now, I couldn't believe I missed that Diyuk and Rashi last time and that Diyuk and Rashi because I wasn't ready to care about that stuff yet. If you're not ready to care, then all of it doesn't exist. It's all in a kuda of having a kesher. And I think I misunderstood a Chasam Sofer for years. They say about the Chasam Sofer that he didn't have a good memory, he said about himself. But he had such a level of simcha in his learning that he didn't forget anything. So this bothered me tremendously. You know why? Because there were certain times when I was in the base medrash and I saw Avard, I'm like, yeah! And everyone's like, whoa, what's going on with this guy? I'm like, yes, this is amazing! And then I forgot it next week. I'm like, what's shot? The Chasam Sofer said that through the Simcha, I thought I was pretty happy over there. Not true. That's not even what the Chasam Sofer meant. The Chasam Sofer was living in Torah. His levels of simcha is not like me. When I get a donut from Brooklyn Bakery, I'm also like, yeah, this is awesome. But the Chasam Sofer, this was his metzias. Pshat is he couldn't forget Torah because at every moment, the reality of the greatness of Torah was confronting him. So much so that that encounter with that Rashi, that encounter with Tosfos, was an unforgettable experience. It was a memorable thing that he would never be able to forget. And the Mesillas Yesharim says a very strange thing. The Mesillas Yesharim says that why do you have to read his sefer over and over and over again? He says, because you're going to forget. You're going to forget all the things, all the different halachas and all the things. And I was bothered, I'll tell you, because they said about the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, that he never forgot anything. That's actually what they said about him. And the Mesillas Yesharim said he wrote the Sefer for himself to go over and over and over and over again. So something's wrong with this picture. They say the man never forgot anything. And the truth is, it doesn't make sense that he got to his level of Yediyas HaTorah if he would have forgotten anything, because he lived a very short life. And by the end of his life, he was having chavrusas with Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, with Yaakov, you know, all the different, you know, all the greats. And it doesn't make sense. But then why would he have to read the Mesillas Yesharim over and over? Because he's going to forget. The answer is Pashat. The Shechacha that he's talking about when he uses the word forgetting, and we all know this. There's so many things that we know in our head. What is, somebody could learn the Chafetz Chaim from here till tomorrow, remember it backwards and forwards, and then at a table, he doesn't remember it. Why? Because it's not part of his reality. When you read something over and over again, it's not just to know it for the those facts, it's for the experience. Every time the Mesillas Yesharim was read by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, it was Yisoid Achasidus Vishoy Resh Avodat Mimu She's Baravisam Eretzolat Amachavas Valomoy. It was an experience. It was a way of creating that thing to be real by me. How many things do we know that we forgot? It's everything. Because by us, there's some form of, it's not there. Yeah, we heard about it. Well, it's already fading away. Everything is fading away, Rachmana Litzlan. And the truth is that when we got the first Luchos, Rabosai, the first Luchos, you know what we got as a present? In the first Luchos, the first round, we didn't forget anything. Do you know why we didn't forget anything? It's an interesting thing. What exactly happened? Why didn't we forget our Torah in the Luchos Rishonos? Kibalti me Rabosai and its merumas in the Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that you know why? Because we were different people. We were people at the time, before the Cheda Egel, before we really messed up, we were people who were so attached to the reality of Torah that every detail of Torah, from Aleph to Tav, from Breishis till the end of Zeis HaBracha, the entire Torah was such an experience by us that it was seared into our hearts in a way that we couldn't forget it. It was like the, you know, like we remember that roller coaster, L'Havdil Elfei Havdalos, or at least, you know, skydiving for the ones who are mamish. You can't forget it. By us, every detail of the Torah was like that. Not because Hashem just shot it into us, but because we were on a level to care and understand the reality that was confronting us. What present we got from Borei Olam. We understood what Torah was. And then what happened? Rachmana Litzlan. The Cheda Egel changed us. It changed us to the extent that we, Torah couldn't come into us because we were people who were not ready to experience Torah. Everything we were doing is running away. And even when we're in front of the Torah, we want to get a coffee. We want to get an e-cig. We want to get something. And then we're trying to get this into our brain. We're trying to make this part of reality. And at the same time, we're running away. And all of us know what we're talking about here. At the same time that you just sit down, morning, Seder, Sunday. How was Shabbos? Yeah? Mine was good, too. How was last Shabbos? You look at that, Tyson. Oh, my goodness. Oh my, how was your summer? Right? What? How in the world would we want to remember in that type of experience where we are? There's no zikaron. There's no attachment to that metzias. And here comes the deep part. Yavan did a trick. Yavan did a trick. In Brachos Rabbah, it tells us that Choshech al pnei tahayim, right? The Medrash, the famous Medrash. Choshech al pnei tahayim. There was darkness in the world. Choshech is Yavan. Is Yavan, is the Greeks. What did they do that was so bad? Says the Medrash, Kisvu al keren hashar. Right on the horn of the ox. Ein lanu chelek belokei Yisrael. We have no connection with Hashem. This is called darkness. It's a very bad thing to write on a horn of an ox. You don't have a chelek in Elokei Yisrael. But why is that the definition of darkness? You know why? Says the Maharal, he's Merames already. You know what the horn of an ox is? The horn of an ox is what the Cheda Egel was done with. You might ask, an ox is a big, big animal. I once approached an ox. I was in Arizona and I saw an ox. The head of an ox is big, not like a little... An ox is on the Kisei HaKavod. It's on the left side of the Kisei HaKavod. And the Maharal explains that down here, when you bring down, if you want to get an image of a big ox up there, it looks like a little one-year-old Egel down here. And the Egel HaZov, Yavan knew, they said, let's remind you of your separation with Hashem. Right on the horn of an ox, Eim lanu chelek ve'elokei Yisrael, that there's a division between you and Hashem. Set it up l'chatchila this way. Don't live with your connection with Torah the way it was. One that shayach to zikaron, to remembering. Bring yourself as low as you got yourself and stay there. Eim lanu chelek ve'elokei Yisrael means this Torah, you have no shaychus, you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yavan wanted to do to us. And the word choshech is the same letters as shachach, which means to forget. Because forgetting is not just, oh, what was that again? No, it's a different life. When you're living in this darkness, you pasha don't know what's good anymore. You don't know what's worth remembering. What should be a memorable experience is now totally forgotten. We always bring the Mesillas Yesharim says there are two types of darkness. Two types of chisronos of darkness. There's one chisaron of darkness where you're just groping around and you can't see anything. And then there's a much worse part of darkness, says the Mesillas Yesharim. You see an amud, you see a pillar, and you think it's an adam, you think it's a person. And sometimes you see a person, and you think it's a pillar. Whoa, that's so bad. Woo! You know what that is? That's terrible. An Adam is a dynamic, alive being with all the things to offer. He's one of your boys. And in the darkness, he looks like a pillar, a lifeless piece of matter, an even, a stone. And there are things in life that offer you nothing. Nothing. And in darkness, they look like, hey, come, come. Party's over here. And in darkness, you're sure, you're running, boom, you bump into a stone. Halavai, at one point in your life. It's cushioned, so you won't even know it's a stone. That's what Choshech is. And Yavan wanted the Torah to turn into a stone. They wanted that the Torah should no longer be a chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. Something that should not be memorable. It's not a tragedy if you forget something in the encyclopedia. What's so terrible about that? That's what Yavan did. Chazal tell us in Maseches Megillah, they translated the Torah. They translated the Torah. Why was it so bad? It says 3 days of darkness came on the world from Ches Teves. Ches Tes and Yud Teves. Darkness befell the world when they had 70 of the greatest of Klal Yisrael translate the Torah. What is so terrible about translating the Torah? You know what it is? They turned Torah into a subject. Their goal wasn't to make the stone chumash. Their goal was to make Torah something that you could sit with a pina colada and just read this thing. Interesting, this, that, I'll take this, take that, whatever. It's like reading a magazine. Either you remember or you're not, but it's not an encounter with Borei Olam. Torah is a metzias of Borei Olam. And the more a person lives with learning that way, the more when you confront the Gemara, when you confront a pasuk, you see what it is, the greatness of what it is, then it becomes memorable. And I watch this. I see the development of people in learning. And I know for myself and I know from others. Comes from how seriously you believe what's in front of you is. If you really believe that it's Dvar Hashem, first of all, you retain more. Why? Because it's more of an encounter. It's more of a memorable experience. And as much as you think it's something that you're just keeping busy with until you get wealthy on Wall Street, and it'll look good for your kids that you were in yeshiva some part of your life, and maybe you'll get some girl who's happy that you were in yeshiva at some point, you'll in one ear, out the other. It doesn't matter if you could quote fact after fact, but you didn't get it. The reality is one of lahashkiach es toiresecha, to forget the reality, the emotional excitement of matan Torah. The Gemara in Bracha says that Torah is different than every other thing in the world. Every other thing in the world, when the seller sells it, so it's gone. He has to say goodbye to it. The Torah comes, Hashem comes free with the Torah. When he gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, he came with the Torah. And that's how he communicates with us. And they were against this. They were saying, that's a chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. That means you have a shaychus with something bigger than our little putty in our brains? You have a connection with divine wisdom? No. No. You must put on the Karen of Ashur a statement that you are tiny and that you have no connection with this and that this thing doesn't exist b'chlal. And this is perhaps what Malachi meant. Malachi, at the end of Nevuah, this is very intense. All the Mefarshim say over here that this was the end of Nevuah. Nevuah is a real encounter with Hashem, where Hashem goes to Malachi, and he says, yes, right? This is a very intense. And then he goes to the people and talks to them. Can you imagine how much different our learning would be if we saw this in the streets of Yerushalayim, people in robes saying, listen to the God of Israel, and really saying good? And it's clear, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisraeli HaTorah that the definition of a prophecy, by definition, is something that you have no doubt of. You can't have a doubt when you have a Nevuah. It's one of the prerequisites of Nevuah is that it's an experience that must have happened to you. If you think that it was 90% a Nevuah, then you're off. It wasn't a Nevuah. It was some sort of Ruach HaTumah. Imagine living it at that time, and this was all ending. This was all ending. And Malachi says, Zichru Torah Moshe. Remember the Torah. You think it's just to do Chazara? It's remember, this is the reality. It's communication with Borei Olam, the Torah. We're about to end the Tkufas Nevi'im. And this is exactly where the Sugya of Hanukkah starts. Is at the end of Nevuah. When things are Choshech. When it seems like things are not connecting. And you have to hold strong. And you have to live with the fact that every encounter with Torah is an encounter with Borei Olam himself. Is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a Melchama Chazaka. It's a Melchama Chazaka. We're fighting this. We're fighting this today. But this is the way to be Koine Torah. There's no other way. Yavan's goal wasn't just lahavira mechukei ritzonecha, to get us to stop doing the Torah. It's to make Torah boring. Their goal was to make Torah boring. There's no such thing as having a conversation with Borei Olam that's boring. Right? There, you can't get more significant than that. There's no greater significance than the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody could get more excited than that. And we have to work on it. Be'ezus Hashem. And fight. The choshech is a shechecha. The darkness, the misleading nature of what's going on in the world. They're selling this and selling that, and you're looking in front of yourself, what am I doing already? What do I have over here? The Ramban writes in the Hakdama. He writes in the Hakdama to the Torah that if the Torah was missing even a vav of chaseris v'yaseris that doesn't change the meaning of the words, it's puzzle. The Sefer Torah is puzzle. Why? What's the big deal? You know what the big deal is, says the Ramban? The entire Torah is one long strand of names of Hashem. It looks like a story to us. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, it's quoted in the Maharal in Netzach, in Tiferes Yisrael. He says, woe is to the people who think that Sefer Bereishis is stories. Woe is to the people who don't realize that this is just a way of entering a world that's so deep that the only way you can communicate it is through a story as a shell, and then you're suddenly nichnas into deeper, deeper realms. And he says, the Zohar of Shimon Bar Yochai says, the fools and the Rishayim who believe that's all it is. Someone came over to me, I think Rabbi Yehuda Abramovich Shlita, he came over to me and asked me a hard question. In the Parsha of the of Shvi, in part the what was it, 2 weeks ago? Parsha Shvi, the Parsha in Shvi, it said all these Zion Malachim of Edom. There are these Zion Malachim of Edom, and they live and they die and they live and they die, and then there's an eighth Malach, and it even mentions Zeish Hiskayah. What do I care about this? Yehuda was nicer than that. He just said, Rabbi, what are we doing this for? In a nice Yehuda dick away. And it blew me away. You know why it blew me away? Because I don't know anything, Rabosai, but I have good friends who know a lot. And you know that Rov Rubo of Sisrei Torah, of Kabbalah, we're talking the Zohar, we're talking the Arizal, we're talking this much material, is based on that Aliyah. All of the map of the entire Maisa Bereishis, from the beginning, way before the words Bereishis Bara Elokim, all the way till the end of time, is in that Aliyah. Seven Malachim who lived and died, and this eighth king, who he doesn't die over there. You'll see in Divrei Hayamim he dies, and it's a whole handle. What? Look at what we're dealing with over here. We've been duped. We're fooling ourselves. You don't think this is true about all those shiksas that Esav's marrying? Who cares about all these people? We don't necessarily know, but don't let anyone fool you. Im davar reku, if it's empty, mikem, it's from your emptiness. And that's why you won't remember it. I'm sure Rav Yaakov Hillel knows that Aliyah of the Torah Baal Peh, because he's got to know every single detail of that. And to us, what was it? Edom? Was it Esav? Was it Amori? Was it Moavi? This is a big blur, because it doesn't speak to us. But this is our Torah. Zeis ha-Torah hi loy muchlefes. And we have to be mechazik ourselves. There are people even among us, misyavnim. There are people in the world, misyavnim, who manipulate the Torah, Rabosa. I don't want to tell you what they say. Ufer bepume. I'll tell you a little bit. They say things like, Esav is ADD. And then we travel and we analyze Esav. Yitzchak, I don't want to say what they say about Yitzchak, the reasons why he doesn't talk. And they start analyzing. They're not listening for Borei Olam. They're looking at the Torah like a little playing ground, like Shakespeare, like an empty book. Instead of encountering Borei Olam, they're stooping their stupidity into the Torah. And that shichacha, that is forgetting the Torah. We should all be zeichet to be mekayim zichru Torah's havdi mashiach.